this is meditation number two, the advanced meditation to release obstacles and empower opportunities. Because obstacles can be complex and show up in stages, it seems we may need a second meditation to release them or to move further down the path. You can put this meditation away for now until you realize that obstacles are once more blocking your path, and then pull it out. Begin by bringing your hands into Gassho with the thumbs at your heart as you invite your Reiki energy to flow. We invite the Reiki symbols and the spiritual teachers of your lineage, your guides, the divine earth, the angels, the archangels, the enlightened beings, and the divine animal kingdom, all to be with us today, supporting us in our work and helping us to recognize what that is for us. Notice the Reiki energy flowing all around you. Place your hands comfortably on your body now, giving yourself Reiki and making yourself really comfortable. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. The light of Reiki is here in the room, invited to guide you as we acknowledge our life purpose and step into our power. Stepping into our work, we invite the energy of joy and ease and comfort to flow through us, our path, and our work. We ask as we move in our direction that guidance occur at the pace that is the most comfortable for us, whether it be rapid or slow, or moves back and forth between the two. And we ask that Reiki connect us with the highest source of enlightened spiritual energy in the enlightened spiritual realms for the best and highest outcome. As we become familiar with and comfortable in our divine purpose, we remember that unlike the drudgery of other types of work, when we follow our divine purpose, there is a sense of rightness and ease and comfort and joy. And there is a sense of divine accomplishment, which is very different from the types of accomplishment that we know. It is a sense that we are exactly where we are meant to be because we are. And it is the understanding that we are working according to divine timing. We feel peace and ease in all that we do. Reiki surrounds us and fills the room so that only illumined beings are present in the space, and only illumined ideas. And we come today with one mind and one heart, with a desire to spread God's love to others through the gift of Reiki, in whatever form that shows up to us. We ask that we be blessed with your presence and your guidance, and that you help us to better understand our Reiki path so that we grow in confidence. And we ask that the next layer of obstacles that would stand in the way of accomplishing our objectives in the months to come be removed so that we can step into our path, our life path, and step into our power. Whatever form the obstacles may take, fear, overwhelm, limitation, worry, acceptance, or any other form that shows up, we invite the light of Reiki to remove them for us now. We invite abundance and prosperity into our practices, and we invite our connection with you and with Reiki to continue to grow. We invite health and wellness into our bodies and those of our clients. We ask the enlightened beings to assist us to remain on our path. We invite assistance with discipline and self-love so that we can continue to grow and heal, even and especially when we forget to ask for assistance. We give thanks, enduring gratitude for all that you do for us, for the enlightened beings, and we're grateful to live in an abundant society where we are allowed freedom of spiritual and religious expression. And we thank you for the gift of Reiki. We take a moment now to say thank you to every Reiki practitioner on the planet, who are raising the vibration of the earth with their light. We are blessed to be of a lineage of light bringers in the world today, and we say thank you to the teachers who come before us and to the teachers we are becoming. For whether or not you choose to teach Reiki by simply choosing to live your life with integrity and in Reiki, you are choosing to become an example to others or a teacher. I invite you to take a moment and consider whether there may be any obstacles or blocks in front of you preventing you from creating a successful Reiki practice, whatever that looks like to you. And if there are blocks or barriers, I invite you to think for a moment, if those blocks existed in a part of your body, where would they be? It's usually the first place that comes to mind. What shape would they have? Again, it's the first shape that you think of. What color would they be? What would the surface texture look like? And are they heavy or light? Ask yourself if you're willing to let them go today. Even if you don't believe that's possible, you don't have to know how to let them go. You don't need to know what needs to happen to let them go. You simply need to be willing. And so if there are any blocks or barriers or obstacles for you today and you're willing to let them go, I invite you to just breathe them into Reiki energy that flows in on your breath. And it releases those obstacles for you and releases any limiting beliefs, any fears, any anxiety, any lack of confidence, any worries around worthiness. And it releases the energy of perfectionism, the belief that everything has to be perfect and ready before we can step out into the world. Let Reiki release anything that would get in the way of this beautiful energy, of the friendship that you wish and intend to create with Reiki. Let it release any worries about the expectations of others, any fear that you might not be able to overcome. For when we release all of these energies with love into a place where they will be listened to and heard and nurtured, we can heal any blocks or barriers, even if we are unaware of them, and even if I have not mentioned what would get in the way of your relationship with the Reiki energy and your relationship with your Reiki business, no matter how far into the future that might be. So we release them now with love. We'll take a few moments to breathe into that space, releasing any blocks or barriers, any limiting beliefs, anything that might hold you back. And if the limiting belief is around your intuition, if you're worried you're not hearing it right, or if your fear that your ego might not be in a place of healing and that it may step in, we release those fears as well. We bring the ego forward to receive healing now, because the healed ego becomes a beautiful tool for manifesting spiritual realities in the physical plane. And if we have any issues around abundance or supporting ourselves with spiritual work, if we have any old vows or promises or curses or spells that may be holding us back from stepping forward into our life purpose, if we have made vows of poverty or suffering or any other vows or promises we have made in other lifetimes or in this one, we release those too, with love, into the light, where they will be cared for on our behalf. We invite abundance and prosperity into our practices. We invite the understanding that not only is it all right to support ourselves with a spiritual practice, but in doing so, we may help a great number of others. We invite the lights of health and wellness and abundance for both ourselves and our clients. And we ask God to assist us as we remain on our path to continue healing, to continue growing, and to continue in our development. We invite the light of self-love, the love that is required to care for ourselves. As we step forward onto the path of assisting others, We are grateful to live in this abundant and free society today where we have the freedom of spiritual and religious expression. And we say thank you for the gift of Reiki. Aho. Namaste. Amen. And so it is.